you're having a good day. Everything's going wrong, so I'm going to start. We'll see how it ends. When it ends, we'll see. Oh, yeah. I'm not really sure what I'm doing, and then I go down. You knew that I rap forever, but then I flow now. Looking like a silly dude, only if I go how. You know what I'm doing, and I gotta be so proud of a different little day. But now I got a dream that myself would never say. Hey, all them little words they want me ever to say, but I gotta make it forever. I'm feeling my pain stuck up in my brain, maintain my gains. Now I gotta get it, cause I'm a little insane. Hey, did you really want me but you never get me? Now, did you really want me but you never hit me? How, when and where? Must have stared, standing right there, looking at my people, and they know that it's clear. Know that I share everything that you share. When you would like, ooh, I could do it right there. I am not afraid, I am not afraid of the pain stuck up in my brain, maintain the gains lyrically. Sometimes I know that I can miracle. You want me to get it like forever, Brian Wayton G. Oh, yeah, what's my little name? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going insane. I did it all like I never see in the fall. You got me like this, now I gotta hear this call. Yeah, you know what's got the song, though. He's not afraid of you and your whole crew. Sometimes I'm cool when I'm out of this. Now I gotta rap because I'm flying it. Now you get it like I'm going down. Hey, I hear Trey adding sounds now. Yeah, that's only cool because I flow down. Did we press intro at the same time?
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows.
Hello, hello everyone. Hello Trey, you made it.
I did make it. My computer hates me. I don't know what's going on, but it's fixed itself, I guess.
Oh man, I was
not
I
really
was,
there's still some other problems, but it's
okay. With everything going on, I was like, great, I'm just gonna have to do the show by myself today. But you know, I'm amazing, so I could do that because I
probably awesome. Could.
Yeah, I'll just do different voices. I'll be you and I'll be the guest all at the same time. Pretty sure I would offend somebody, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do for the team. So
how could you possibly offend yourself?
I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet.
Looking in the mirror. I'm just kidding.
Ouch. You gotta get what's on that. Hey, what's our headlines of the week? And I stole your bit. I totally stole your bit there. I don't even know what happened.
I'm like,
you know what? I had to do it for 2 weeks in a row, and so now I'm like, oh, this is just my job now. I just do all the things.
So for whatever reason, VoiceMod's still fighting me, but I can hear if the sound bits are working. I'm assuming you can hear them, right?
Yes.
You can hear them. So, but the output is like not wanting my headphones to work. Like they work fine. I hear everything, but it's like the setting. It's really weird to explain it. It just won't, it will not allow me to click my headphones that I have on my head. That's it. It's yeah. Really weird. Anyway, the headline of my week is anime became real life. Nice. Kawaii Desane.
Mine is I have now entered in the nightmare of one of my favorite movies.
You what?
Entered the nightmare of one of my favorite movies.
Oh, okay. Cyber Gangster Cybersecurity says, what is this? Y'all have a good night.
I see what happened there.
What up is what he's trying to say. And then he said, this is weird. Yeah, it is. Who needs villain movies? Oh, okay. Exactly. So, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I went to PopCon this past weekend with my girlfriend and another friend and some other friends. I got to meet the voice of Yusuke Urameshi, the English dub, the only dub that matters in my life. And he is the coolest guy ever. I got two signed pop vinyls that are sitting next to me. Now they're worth hundreds. I got a picture with him and I got him to say Spirit Gun, but I was able to like, literally, I got a photo op with him. I got a photo op with him and our pose. He goes, let me guess, Spirit Gun. I was like, perfect. So we did that. You know what? I'm just going to grab it real quick.
Okay. Do you think, do what you got to do.
There we go. The glare. So that's Justin Cook. He's a super cool guy. I got a picture with him, and I also have a picture with the guy who voices Nikolai from Nazi Zombies.
Nice. So
he's also Soldier 76.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's a lot of voices. He's Hulk in a lot of the Marvel animated movies and shows. But super cool. It was basically a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But for more vendors and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Dreams came true. Guy's super cool. I got to meet him. And I do not regret it. The only thing I regret. Go ahead, Jason.
How much did that? How much did that put you back?
We're not gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I thought so.
I got two posters that are on acrylic, and you can shine LEDs on them, and they like just glow.
Oh, nice.
One of them has a cracked top
and it's
missing the corner, and it was very expensive and I'm very mad. And the people that did it, in one of their things online says that exchanges only happen at the convention that you got it from. And I'm like, oh no. So hopefully we can figure it out. It is one of Yusuke and one of Hiei, and it is sick. I'll have to put them up on my social media later, but PopCon was phenomenal. People were dressed up. It was a great time. I will never regret it. The Kraven trailer dropped a couple hours ago. That's why I ask. Oh, really? Okay. Was it bad? Forget this English voice actor. Okay, cool. Sure, whatever. And then he said at least $80 per signature. No, it was not. Scouts is loud. Mine's soft.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Okay, cool.
Or at least I thought I fixed it.
All right. That's my headline, Jason. You can go ahead with yours or I can continue talking. Whatever.
Yeah, I think I fixed it. Jaime, you can tell me again. I turned him down, turned me up. You did not fix it. All right. Well, cool. That's weird because in my levels, it looks right. So, all right. Well, there you go. Is that better? All right. Our guest Trey went to a English football game and got stuck in traffic. So So that happened. Oh, I lost Trey now. Oh, well, hi everybody. Oh, and your voice is gone. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah. Sorry, I am texting our guest right now. He is in the UK, and it's like one in the morning, so that's fun. And I am sitting here. Hey, Jaime. Okay, so I see you later. How fun. Let me say, we'll get the guest next
week. Can you hear me?
Jaime, don't leave yet. I want to show you something. I made this. I updated our winner thing. Here it is. I can hear you, Trey.
Walkie slash.
And I'm pretty sure.
Am I back? Do I sound good, bad, and different? Check, check, mic 1, 2.
Yeah, I also decided that, Jaime, you're good. I also decided, Jaime, that's going to be a t-shirt in our store once we get everything updated. So everybody can get, you won, you're a winner on Flows for You with a picture of the Jaime NFT. For anybody that would like that on their t-shirts. I don't know why they would, but, you know, and you won't get any percentages of it, of course, because, you know. Let's see.
I don't know why I have to keep signing into Facebook. This is terrible.
All right. So I'm very soft, or Trey's very soft?
I am.
Okay. You're soft because I turned you soft. Let's see. Edit mic settings. Okay. Okay, that should be better now.
Check, check the mic, check, check the mic, check, check the mic.
One, two, one, two, one, two. That doesn't make any sense. Like, he's blowing out my speaker, but I'm fine. All right, that should be better now, Trey. I hope. Oh, you know what I bet it is? Stupid thing.
I can hear now. I mean, I sound fine on the stream.
All right.
I should have had him, honestly. I want to reach back out to him and see if he'll come on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much that would cost us, but, you know.
It might not cost us anything, Jason.
Okay.
You never know. We could be just two cool cats. And he's like, dude, I'm going to promote myself while promoting this podcast. You jerk. Anyway. That's weird. All good.
Yeah.
All right. No, tell us about your highlight, dude. Headline
Of the week. I am now living my
Are you with us?
Now I'm living my nightmare. My family, we just purchased a house.
Congrats.
Like the movie Money Trap. I'm just ready for it to all collapse and Tom Hanks show up. But I'm happy with it, so it's exciting. So, anytime you invest that much money, it's scary. So,
yeah, I understand. I mean, the cost of living is insane. So, wait, what? Use all of sound effects funds for the rest of the year? Is that how you bought the house, Jason?
Oh, no, it says right here. No worries. You can play with it later. Oh, that's not what I meant. I thought he said something about pretty much instead of paying you royalties, I'll be able to pay for you.
Okay.
With his t-shirt that everybody will love.
Interesting.
Let me send one last message. Hi, everybody watching. I know we look super disheveled and confused because we are. Our guest is rescheduling with me as we speak, as he's driving down the street, or he might show up. I have no idea what's going to happen, but me and Trey are going to talk awesome stuff. I just watched Transformers Rise of the Beast. Have you seen that yet, Trey?
I have not.
That was good stuff. Believe it or not. And I have been doing lots of fun stuff, trying to get things together. Also have my new, my puppet show that we're working on, but me and Trey are going to be doing ACL again this year, so that's exciting. Are you excited about that, Trey?
I am super excited, man. I don't know even what the lineup is this year. I'm hoping Post Malone's there because that'll be insane. I don't know if he will be or not, but I wouldn't see why he wouldn't be there. I think it'd be really cool. I would love to talk shop before we even go down with Clay, maybe, and just set something up already. I know most of the things there are freestyle, but I'm down to, like, I don't know, set something up. I'm just excited for the whole thing. So, what was that?
No, I just don't. Y'all are weird. I understand. So,
who's y'all?
We've been doing the same thing for 10 years, and now you just want to change it. So, that's always fun.
10 years.
The booth has been doing the same thing for 10 years. I've been doing it for 4 years, but.
No, I don't want to change what we do. I'm saying just prep ourselves.
Yeah.
I saw Flash. I liked it, but it was really silly in parts. Yeah, I mean, because it's DC, the whole.
You watched it, Jaime?
It's out.
The man of character? I thought he was like, I refuse to watch this movie because Ezra Miller.
That's crazy. That's crazy how you watched it, but you didn't want to watch it. That's crazy.
Hey, Trey, can you talk, please, while I do this?
Yeah, I'm excited for ACL. I really, I don't know. I loved the whole event last year. For those of you who do not know what ACL is, it's Austin City Limits. It's a giant music festival for two weekends. Cool. So, it's got a ton. It had a ton of performers last year. A lot of, like, people that are just hitting the stage for the first time, and a lot of other people that who have been performing for a very long time, like Pink and Red Hot Chili Peppers. And oh my gosh, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I'm just blanking right now. Carly Rae Jepsen was there. Diplo was there. Oh, so good. Flume was there. I'm trying to think. What's her name? Not Noah Cyrus. Noah Cyrus is there.
Yep.
I basically drove past her in a golf cart, because what they do with artists is, in the outskirts of the venue, is it's a giant park that they closed down for this thing. And so for the venue, they basically gate it off, and inside the gate is the behind the scenes, whatever you want to call it. They shuttle all the artists around there to get from point A to point B quickly. And we get free food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's phenomenal. And I will be able to go for 2 weekends now. So I get to hang out with Jason that much longer. It's going to be great.
hopefully we make it through that. It's weird when you only see each other like once a year. It's like, yeah, no. We'll have to do a lot of free meditation time. I don't know. Extra prayer. Pray for us. But yeah, that's still a while back, but I'm just trying to get all the scheduling ready for it. And so I'm excited about it, but I'm like...
Jason's head of scheduling there, so that'll be insane. I don't know how he's going to do it.
Oh, of all the shows? Yeah. I'm booking all, you know, Trey, be excited. We're actually going to be the headliner on Sunday. So it'll be
right.
Great. It'll be YouTube and us. So...
Right.
Excited. Well,
maybe Trey, one day.
Trey, yeah, maybe one day, but not this year. Yeah, so that's been fun trying to figure all that stuff out. And I'm glad Jaime gave himself a defense, which I'm fine with supporting Supergirl. And it has a super person in it. Jaime's going to watch it. And he really tries to support the DC. I understand that. And I understand the struggles with the things that go on with that situation. I'll be watching it on Wednesday. I never said I wasn't going to. So, I'm just doing what I'm doing. So that'll be cool. I did watch Fast 10 finally. And
I'm done with the Fast and Furious movies, man.
Yeah, my wife is a giant fan of them, so we watch them and we enjoy. Oh, look, it's Olaf. Olaf is here.
Hey, what's up, Olaf? Who sponsor you this year? Hip Hop House Party. Hip Hop House Party did it last year and they're doing it this year.
Yeah, because we're working for them, doing their booth.
Yeah.
So me and Trey, we're doing lots of work. So We don't actually have a sponsor. If you're talking about who's the sponsor of the podcast this year, we haven't had a new one. So if you know somebody that wants to influx millions of dollars into our podcast, please let me know. Let's see.
Okay. So he said, Jaime said, freaking Ezra needs to be fired and hope he's done here. I agree. And then he said, Ezra was the worst part of the movie. Yeah, dude. I mean, Ezra Miller, to be 1,000% honest with you, never once saw him as the Flash. He looks out of place. I genuinely don't know why they didn't use the Barry Allen from the CW, because that was phenomenal. He's a great actor. And the Ezra Miller's rap report is like worse than Jonathan Majors. And I'm pretty sure Jonathan Majors is out, is done with Disney. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure he is. And, quite frankly, dude, when I don't know how Warner Brothers allows that stuff to happen, like, and well, like, allow him to do that stuff and still be in the movies, you know what I'm saying? Like, still run with the movies, because clearly it made enough money to where they're like, yeah, we don't really care, we'll sidestep it for right now, and then we'll re-edit his character out of the whole franchise.
I mean, this all happened while they, I mean, they already spent millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars on the movie when this all happened. So it was like, drop $200 million or try to finish it. And then they started watching it and they're like, hey, this is a movie that's actually good. We should probably keep it. And the one thing about the Flash is you could just always replace him in using Flash wonderfulness.
Yeah, but like, here, the problem with DC over Marvel is DC keeps starting over. Dude, I can't get any continuity out of DC at all because they keep refreshing every 3 to 4 years, and it sucks.
Yeah, but everybody's complaining now about Marvel keeping everything like, it's just not fun to watch anymore. They're complaining about, oh, well,
yeah, but too I don't want to restart.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, what?
If they were going to reboot anyways, they could have recast Flash when he reset the timeline. Cool. Didn't know that happened. Thank you for the spoilers, Olaf.
Oh, no. You. If you've seen the trailer, then you know he reset timelines.
Right. I know. Yeah. I mean, I guess that there's talked about.
There's no new information.
That's a there. Big oof, though.
Oof. Oof. Oh, Olaf's oof. Lofslayer. That it anyway. Right?
Jaime saying, like his poses, but he's just a kid so much. Like, I want a Barry that is an adult and smart. Yeah, he's weird. That's all I got to say about that.
You know, and he mentioned that the running is weird in the movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was weird in Justice League.
Well, this one's even weirder. And so they explain that they did that on purpose because they wanted it from the view of Barry, not from the view of the people. So they might have been defending terrible CGI, but the director's excuse was they wanted it to be like what he was seeing, not what we would be seeing if we were watching it
from third person. Guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that all right. So let me think here. Let me think how many there are. Okay. Tell me your top three Flashes then.
As far as ever. As an actor?
Actor, cartoons, I don't care. Your best portrayals of Flash, even video games.
Barry Allen from Justice League Unlimited. Barry Allen from the CW. I'm trying to think of the one. He's Reverse Flash in Justice League Unlimited when he sacrificed himself with any of them, like basically anyone other than Ezra Miller. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm not against that. I think that Barry Allen from CW is definitely number one for me. I enjoyed the Barry Allen in the Flash in the video game Injustice.
I thought, sure,
it was very great.
Wally West,
the Wally West, yeah. We'll see. And then, yeah, it has to be from Justice League, the Unlimited. The first one, the first season, the first series of Justice League. That one.
Wasn't it Unlimited?
No, Unlimited was the second iteration of it. So, like, they had,
Keep talking. They had
Justice League, which was an awesome cartoon. And then they moved to unlimited, which then they just added more characters. I have all the action
figures. Oh, no, yeah. Justice League, regular Justice League. Yeah. Justice League and then Justice League Unlimited. Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Let's see. Jaime's top three are the Flash Wally West from Justice League cartoons. Number two, CW Barry Bash. Barry Bash.
Wow.
And then we're waiting for three. Ola Slayer says Reverse Flash and Crisis on Earth movie was awesome.
Crisis on Infinite Earth?
Yes. Or I just remember what he
on
said.
On Two Earth movie.
Jaime, we're waiting for number three. Let's go. But yeah, no, I think it's crazy. Does anybody else have any thoughts about Flash or any of that stuff? I think I'll have a better example tomorrow, Wednesday when I watch it. But yeah, I'm not like 100%. I didn't like him in the Justice League. So what's up?
He said, yes, Trey, just the way you did. No, not the view of Barry. It's literally his hands flopping around. I was talking about when I was doing this because that's literally how he runs. It was so goofy.
Oh. Okay, fine. I was trying to... Oh, and the third was New 52. There it is.
Flashberry Comics after New 52.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Supergirl looks awesome. She looks cool in the movie. So, Jaime. And I understand supporting her. Like, I think anytime you can have new actresses and new people... be represented, does an awesome thing, and okay. Supergirl's awesome.
Okay, Jaime's saying no, not New 52, after the New 52 got destroyed. Cool, gotcha.
Sorry, Jaime, nobody other than you knows what that even means. So, oh, sorry, Olaf Slayer probably does. I don't know. Sorry, I apologize for disrespecting our audience with that. Trade, did you get into have you gotten into real estate investment since two episodes ago?
No, I'm not yet. And
I spent the whole week cutting down half of our episodes to TikToks. So if you go to guys, if you go, please go to TikTok or go to Shorts for at Flows for You, and please like and share them, because I spent all this time. Please help me out by doing that. Trey, you should also look at them too. I always laugh when I do all this work and Trey never even knows I do it. It's like, Trey, you know what?
I saw the one that you did literally like yesterday.
I've done, there's 15 up now, Trey.
Well, I'm happy for you now.
So it should be us. Happy
now,
for
now
us.
The real question is, since you're giving me some advice, did you take our lovely guest's advice about taking other people's followers?
Yes.
Not taking, borrowing.
I did.
Really?
We've added a few followers. I've only done it like once or twice, so I got to spend more time on it. But we added like 15 followers in the last 2 days. So, but I haven't really tried. I've probably asked like 40 people, so I need to get more.
Oh, Jaime's coming in.
Here we go.
Stay away from TikTok, everyone. Delete that app. TikTok's dangerous. TikTok sucks. Hey, you know what else is dangerous? The government. You know what else sucks? The government. So anyway, moving on.
Yeah. No, I make vertical video for whatever wants to put my videos on. So that's where I'm at with that. I understand everybody's feelings of those different things. But I also have them on YouTube Shorts, and YouTube Shorts, actually, we get the most views on YouTube Shorts. So please watch that on YouTube Shorts.
Is there any way you could back up off the faces? Or is it just so you can get the borders out and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Just feel like it's like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Hey, look at our YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, there's nothing I really do. I mean, I can make it where like the half name is on it and there's some purple on the top and bottom. I can mess around with it, but yeah, it's a little more frustrating than I want it to be when it comes to that. So, Olaf, we learned that you should be watching our show every week and then you'll know how this process works. But, what she explained is if you go to people's followers and then you follow the followers, then the followers will follow you. You don't need to follow the person, but then you only do that for a few, for like 30 of them, and then go to the next influencer that is in your thing. It's interesting. It's an interesting idea.
Speaking of following people, Jason, why don't you tell us about that raccoon that you followed home?
I don't even have a joke for that. I don't even really even
it actually happened.
I mean, dude, we used to have like raccoons living in our ceilings.
Dude,
the amount of fleas that I've gotten from raccoons, it's kind of a little PTSD situation. I really don't want you to bring it up. Thanks, jerk.
Sorry, buddy. I genuinely think that there are raccoons around our house, but I for certain there was some like that got in somehow in our nooks and crannies inside the walls or something, because they're making a lot of noise. Now they make no noise for some reason. So that's weird.
And Jaime's giving our watchers great advice for getting rid of TikTok. Do what you gotta do. We appreciate the challenge, TikTok challenge. But yeah, my son took my wife on a date on Saturday where she just spent
awkward. Was he driving? I hope not.
He is 5, so that'd be weird. But he did go to Dave and Buster's.
I give him respect.
I mean, this dude goes to Dave and Buster's, and not only does he get himself one entree, but he gets himself two entrees just cause he's just like, yo, give me two of those bad boys.
Like
he's at like a cruise or something, and just like, I need 8 entrees, please. He goes and gets himself a kid's pizza. And then he's like, but I also want mac and cheese, so could I just get a kid's mac and cheese also? And instead of just getting a side, no, he needed to have the extra entree. So there's this dude like straight, like double up. He's like a hilarious date where like, imagine if you were paying for the date, and then he's like, yo, I need 2 entrees, so give me 2 steaks, please. Is how my son rolls.
And we got $60 down the drain.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then it's like he also got himself a Sonic plushie. This man's plushie collection is insane. It's a lot. And it's my fault. I mean, I understand how it works, but it is my fault. But yeah.
All off of saying, listen, screw raccoons. I hit one with my car and it destroyed my front end and it walked away unscathed. Oh my gosh. So rest in peace, your front end. I'm sorry, brother, that had to happen. I hate raccoons. What do I hate more than raccoons?
Mice.
Mice. I hate thieves. I hate people who steal more than I hate raccoons. And raccoons are thieves.
They're trash pandas. They're trash
pandas. I hate, because I've been stolen from a lot in my life. And I'm not making this up. This is a real story. Like I had my Game Boy camera stolen. I had my original Pokemon Silver stolen. And I know who did it too. That's the thing. I had my DS, my Legend of Zelda DS Lite gold, and it had like 15 games in the freaking like carrying pack that I had with it. All that stuff got stolen. Ooh, I wish I could walk back in time. Oh, I wish I could just, I wish I had the smarts. I wish I didn't tell anybody I had stuff. I've had money stolen from me. It's not been great, but I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason. What are you going to say?
I remember the first time. I think I remember getting stolen from, and it was like my positive K. I got a man tape from the football, from my locker room when I was playing football. And it was by our star running back. He just decided he had to steal my tape. But like, no matter what I said, he was like, nah, I didn't do it. But I watched him do it. And it was just like, dude, come on. And then it comes in the next
year. For what?
Oh, bro, I hate you so much. It's music. This is before they had CDs, before they had
a cassette. Yeah.
Yeah. A tape.
I know what a cassette is.
It was a single. It was from Positive K. It was called I Got a Man. And it was just the single of the song. It was just one song on the tape. And, you know, I was jamming it on. I was pretty happy with myself. Okay. And he took it and it made me sad. And yeah, I don't, I just like it. It's like, remember the first time somebody stole my stuff out of my car? At this point in my life, I'm just like a few weeks ago, somebody didn't even steal. They just went through my stuff and then just smoked in my car. And they didn't even steal anything. You gotta
be joking, bro.
They left a cigarette and I'm just like, why? like it might smell better in here now that there's smoke, but I mean, come on, dude. Like, really?
You're just gonna smell like cheeseburgers and hot dogs. Yeah. Like cigarettes. Yeah. Was like, it a Black and Mild at least?
No, it was just a regular cigarette.
Dang it, I love the smell of Black and Milds. I don't know why.
Oh, Jaime nice. Saying, Jaime's going all off on that song. I love that song.
I hate baseball. This is Jaime. He says, I hate baseball, man buns, cats, and gender reveal parties. Why? Why is that so specific? Why do you hate that? Four things in the world.
Yeah. He's so, actually going through the song of the second part of the comments. He's like, I got right. What your man got to do with me? It's actually hilarious because it's like Positive K and then a girl. And honestly, the girl raps more than Positive K on the song, and they do not mention who the rapper is. It's just him. He's like, I'm just going to take the credit for this, and there's no feature. It's very funny.
Yeah, I've had my car gone through a couple times, and the one time I genuinely think that they broke, like, it was a Toyota RAV4, and I think they, like, broke into the, like, the hatch because it no longer works anymore. They stole my favorite Supras. They were all-weather Supras. And I'm so mad because I'll never be able to get them again. They stole one of my favorite hoodies. They stole my work phone, which wasn't worth anything. And I had to pay for it. If I would have known who it was, man. And then actually this past year, I had my wallet stolen.
Ugh.
And out of my car. And granted... Or not granted, it was, I think my car was somehow unlocked, and I always lock my car. My very expensive Magic cards were in there, my all kinds of stuff. And it was when I was at work and they took my wallet and that was it. And then a battery pack or whatever, a power bank. And they looked at my Magic cards and there was like, they're like, I don't know what this is. And they just left it because they were just looking for cash. I think they're probably thinking it was bullets and I had a gun in my car or something. But the crazy part is I have that wallet to this day because some dude called me at like 8 o'clock in the morning and says, hey, are you so-and-so? I'm like, yes, your wallet's on my porch, not porch, but a sidewalk. And I'm like, what? I'm like, is there anything in it? No, just all your information, everything else. There's just no cash. I'm like, I would like that back. Can I come grab it? Yeah, sure. Here's my address.
Nice.
Buck wild.
That's crazy.
Buck wild. Yeah, it is crazy.
I once had somebody send me my ID back in a mail, if I remember correctly.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've lost my wallet a many a time in my life, and so it's funny how it goes. But yeah, now, have you ever, during this time, when somebody steals, like, you know, they just broke into our car here a month ago. We're still waiting for that thing to get repaired, by the way. It's crazy.
Which car?
My wife's car. Not the car you've ridden in, the piece of trash car. to the point that my wife refuses to drive our car and just keeps on getting her rental car. Cause she's like, she got in yesterday. She was like, I'm not doing this. And I was like, I understand. She's like, it's on its last leg. Yeah, we have no budget to fix it, so it's just, I'm running it until it blows up. It's my plan.
The one that your car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I understand. You don't need to, but so as it happens, I've definitely considered all the different ways that I'm going to catch these people. So like, I was thinking maybe I could just lay in my car, like down.
I wouldn't do that. I just wait in a bush.
Well, just there are no bushes in my parking lot, so I guess I could hide in the dumpster.
What if they find you in the car and start shanking you, brother?
They'd have to stab pretty deep to get in the eternal warning.
You're right.
With all my chub. You know, they're gonna have to use the machete to get in there. So
you could, what you could do is just leave the door open, but still be in there. Just be like, surprise.
Yeah, I thought maybe I could hide the back, but yeah, I'm pretty sure my 300 pounds. It's like, what is that dude? I have a bear back there?
Like, surprise, I got a gun too.
Yeah. I imagine all of these things would not work out. Or maybe I could just sit on the roof, like, you know, I don't know
how. Oh, it's a strapped bear. They strapped the bear to the roof of the car.
But yeah, have you ever considered any kind of like revenge plans? My son.
Oh, absolutely, my son
is all about that right now. He's like, whatever I do, I'll be like, buddy, you can't have a third ice cream. And he'll look at me and he goes, I'll have my revenge.
Oh my gosh.
All week, no matter what I do.
Hold on. Third ice cream, meaning there was a second. Jason, bad parenting.
Well, this was an example of other, you know, sometimes the mom, the dad combine and things happen. But yeah, it's what happens. But yeah, it made me laugh. I was like, he's all about that. He's like, or he'll be like, sissy took revenge on me today. And I'm like, probably. I mean, you did something bad to her. I know you did. I know you squished your foot or whatever the situation was. But, yeah.
Jaime saying, I hate baseball because it's so long and boring. He says, I hate man buns because men should not wear those stupid things. And then he said, I hate cats because they spawns of Satan and want to steal your breath.
Agreed, 100%.
I'm yawning. Jeez.
I think that's one of my first points I ever made in the show. I think Jaime was the guest, actually, if I remember correctly.
And then he says, I hate gender reveal parties because people who do them have hurt the environment so bad and killed so many people for something so self-centered and narcissistic.
Ouch.
Killed so many people?
Trey, Jaime, this is hurtful because I did do a gender reveal party for my first child. And we did drop a nuclear bomb, so I understand what you're saying. So,
okay, all right, killing yeah. people?
No, he's talking about like the different things that people have done, doing gender reveals where they like put certain kind of things out in the fire, yeah, the fires in California is a good example where somebody did an explosive. It did a spark. It started all of the trees in California on fire. Didn't start all of them all the time, but slowly. But yeah, no. But
which ones? There's fires in California all the time, Jaime.
But you know, that he's actually right on that one. It's interesting how it goes, but it's funny.
Millions of acres. Well, that means that they can grow more. It's actually really good for the soil.
Nope. Stop, Trey.
Fire. No, I agree.
It's actually, I wrote a whole song about this. It's actually a part of, it's one of the things that the parks does is that every so many years they'll do a self-contained fire to destroy all the brush and different things from the park. So the park will keep growing.
Yeah. That is terrible though. I don't know what they were thinking, especially it's probably during the dry season too. So probably not a great move on their end, to do that.
You're getting rebuked now. Do you see all these rebukes?
I don't care. Let's see. He said, speaking of bears, what's your thoughts on Cocaine Bear? I haven't seen it.
It is hilarious.
Really? Is it good?
Now, we were at my parents' house, and I think it was there for South by Southwest, and I was watching it with my parents, and my kid loves, my daughter loves, like, talking animated movies where, like, the dogs talk or whatever situation. So she comes in, and she sees the bear, and I'm like, no, please go to the other room.
Don't watch this anymore. She starts like, nomming on somebody.
I love the bear. The bear is the best. And I'm like, no, honey. This is not a talking bear situation.
He said, you know, the fires that have blue flames are filling up oil. Oh my god, no.
No, that's what he's talking about that started these fires.
Oh, that's so terrible. Wait, was it a firework?
Yeah, they're like
just pyrotechnic thing.
Yeah, it's like an exploding, like you shoot it and then it explodes. But then there are people that done fires. Yeah, that is funny though. Like if you actually, yeah. But yeah, no, those are the things that were causing the problems. So many people died. How many people died? I don't even know the number of that from those fires. But anyways, but yeah, Trey, that's funny. That's not cool. Yeah, those, I understand. I'm not defending the situation.
Not everyone has to laugh in order for it to be comedy.
Oh, good Lord.
Trey. Anyway, let's move on.
But yeah, so we are rescheduling with Philip Carter. If you were looking forward to having Philip on the show, Philip made a poor decision and decided to go watch a soccer match. Which, you know, in general, is terrible.
I'm just like, no. Actually,
I love what,
football's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was just
football.
I was going with the, because it's Ted Lasso, I enjoy football now. And then Wrexham. And then now I actually watch games. And actually, yeah, no, it's a beautiful sport and it's awesome.
Go ahead.
No, I actually played soccer in high school.
Same.
Yeah, that's why last year that I destroyed my shoulder because I was.
That's how you cringled your dingle.
Yeah, I was reliving the glory days that I was good at soccer. And I mean, honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you, I got replaced on the JV soccer team because my last game I lost like 15-0, and so but I got replaced by the guy that I replaced, I was a monster at stopping stuff. Even in that game, it's just they got like, you know, 30 shots on goal, and because I'm not good enough. Good night. We're still going.
He's just correcting himself. It was 22,000 acres, not millions. I was about to say that's a stretch. I mean, millions is. I don't know if you know the math correctly.
But it's still concerning.
Okay. We still love Jaime.
People, yeah, we still have, by the way, if anybody wants to pre-order the Jaime t-shirt, which I'll show you again, the amazing, there it is. It will say you're a winner on Flows for You, and it will have little Jaime. You can choose your color shirts. Those are going to be available here soon. If you want to, what?
Made it one more time. It's still good. It's so good.
Yeah. I don't know why that angle made him look so gigantic in that picture.
It's probably a typo.
What? I misspelled something?
I don't know. I'm messing around.
Oh.
He said 22,000 is no joke still. You disturb me by the smiles and laughs. I'm a disturbing guy. I love Slayers laughing with the laugh emojis.
Oh, at least we know he's going to purchase one of those.
I accidentally muted you.
Trey, we are not gonna. I'm not making a gender reveal t-shirt for our podcast, Trey.
On what? Do you have a third kid coming?
No, I. You know, we did our last kid. We did it. We just didn't find out until she was born. And so,
Okay.
That was the best. And that watching my wife like just. Uncontrollably cry holding her baby because she was just like she expected it to be a boy the whole time, and then being a girl she'd always wanted that, and it was awesome. And
okay, I'm like, she was crying because she had Peyton. I was like, oh no.
It's funny, I was talking to my cousin trying to find us a place at ACL, and he was like, baby? And I was like, oh, you don't know about my child Peyton? And then I realized, no, he was talking about another baby that's being born. And I was like, oh, but not my family. So, because, you know, one of the reasons why I can't stay at my parents' house is during ACLs because there will be a newborn there. And Trey definitely need to sleep. Or we're just going to sleep under the stage at ACL. So we need to sleep when you're doing that work. So
it's a lot. I mean, you're in the heat. And yeah. Praise God that we are shaded. Jason, I got to figure out like a face mask or a respirator or something, because that soil, man, destroyed me. Like it gave me a sinus infection or something afterwards, because I was out of work for a week afterwards, man. I don't know if I told you that. Did I tell you that? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm reading his quotes, and I'm not 100% sure what's happening.
He said, "We'll all be excited for your first baby." Obviously, he's talking about Trey. Me.
Oh, yeah.
He says, "Speaking of, you're already about to be an uncle." Yes. And he said, "Congrats. My sister, Lexi, is expecting."
Aww.
And it's a boy.
Yay. Oh, Trey, you should have done a gender reveal party.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
You missed your opportunity to make Trey, to make Jaime mad.
No, their gender reveals on their Instagram. So it's literally, it's not a big explosion thing. It's literally just them saying, "Hey, it's a boy."
I think ours is a piñata, if I remember correctly. Is a piñata?
I was going to ask. Yeah, you know what? That's my next question. Jaime, what is your ethical, bio-friendly viewpoint or idea for a gender reveal party? And I'll let that stew while you're typing.
Not have gender reveal parties.
No.
Which I agree. I think that gender reveal parties exist because of Instagram, right? Like, it's like,
sure.
I don't remember going to ones or like anytime. Well, I don't have any friends. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Oh, okay. That's terrible. No, Jaime, the option is, if there was one, he said not have gender reveal parties. No.
No.
Here's the thing. That's not an option, and I need you to make one up.
Yeah.
He said we don't exist because of millennials. A lot of things exist because of millennials. So there.
Yeah.
Get wrecked.
Come on. Yeah, no, it is crazy. Any other cool things that we can talk about? We've really spent a lot of time on that. But yeah, we're going to reschedule Philip. Oh yeah, I never finished that. We're going to reschedule Philip Carter here in the next few. Well, maybe not. We are booked until like August, Trey. I got so many bookings.
Phenomenal.
Hopefully at this point, then we can then really focus on getting some people that really want. So don't be afraid to ask those people that you want to ask. And then we can say, hey, we have openings at the beginning of August or the middle of August at this point. So, but hopefully get him on, because he's a funny dude. Philip Carter,
you're a funny dude.
So I am. This is why I have a comedy show, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some?
I said,
more
okay, tell me what you want again. I said the gender reveal party that's bio friendly and whatever. I mean, like. Okay, he said, I think a safe in-home reveal would be okay. A cake color, opening envelope, nothing with any pyro, anything.
Yeah, I like how Trey's how Jaime's change will come if people like pay him to make the cake. He'll gladly charge you for a cake for a gender role party, but he doesn't want us to have them. So it is.
Stop.
You know what? As long as you make it, Genoise, Janice, it'll be fine.
Oh my gosh!
No.
Oh wait, no. This one. What just happened? Stop. This one. It wouldn't you. All of a sudden you're saying, "I'm excited." There's gonna be two separate Godzilla movies in 2 years. And he said Toho is making a reboot called Godzilla Zero, and the MonsterVerse comes back in March. Of course, yes. Godzilla Zero, Monster Zero. Who was that? I'm looking that up right now. He said, yes, Scout, and tell them to pay Scout/DJ to make a rap too.
Yeah. Yeah. We can. Oh, they can, that we could be the gender reveal, Trey. We like just bringing us in, and then we do a freestyle rap with like clues. And then at the end, then we actually tell them what it was, a boy or a girl.
That would be phenomenal. I would do it. No, no, it takes place in 1944 before the atomic bomb. Really? Is it live action? They say, is it animated?
I don't know. But yeah, so
it's about time we wrapped it.
By the way, yeah, it is. By the way, Trey, we actually got a booking where somebody is like a scientist and they explain scientists to kids at schools and stuff, and they actually want us to make their intro music for when they go to schools.
That sounds sick. Let's freaking get it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for spending time with us during the show today. I know we didn't have a guest. We'll have him on here in the next few weeks. We have lots of awesome guests coming up. I wish that I was prepared to tell you about them, but I promise you they're cool. Actually, no, the one we have next week is awesome. She's like a world-renowned PR person, and so I'm excited to have her, and it will be very cool. I'm excited about that, and now, guys, we're going to do a freestyle rap. What are we going to do the rap about today? Please put it in the comments. Give me some words. Give me a Trey some ideas.
Kaiju. All about the kaiju.
Trey's going to do the rap today, so I'm excited about that.
Let's see. So, kaiju, raccoons, people breaking the cars, gender reveal parties, fire.
Okay. Are you just gonna keep the voice on the whole time? I wonder what that voice sounds like with a beatbox.
It doesn't work.
Okay. Do you hear that? Do you hear it? That's funny.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
I know. It still made me laugh. It was very funny. All right. Well, I have a list of things. Pop them up as they go, even if they work or not. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Trey's going to have fun. Trey, put up whatever you put in the comments. I will make it to a rap. So
sounds great.
Get something that's from the beginning of the show. No. You can literally just put somebody's comment from the beginning of the show. I don't care. Whatever comment shows up, I will put in the rap. So this will be a little different than normal because Trey will put in something which I probably regret him having this option. So... But here we go.
Yo, we got DJ sound effects. It's got the Samus on the mic. Let's get it.
Hi, guys. I came to rap again. I am not Machine Gun Kelly, so I give it in when I gotta dip it in, like I gotta run it in. You know what I'm gonna do, but now I gotta run from them. Ooh, hi, I'm Dave. No, I'm not. He got the TV show, and I got Unflawed. Venomized raccoons chasing everybody around. They got the different colors filling the sound. I get them how. When and wow, must they get a sense of style? Only if I can, I make it all. I get them out. We got little red raccoons chasing the place, and I'm like, oh, great, we're all gonna die. We run away. And venomized snails, they're on my little tail, and they're running around, and they look like a snail. They are not sure what's going on, sir. And I see a carnage skunk like fur. Only if you get it, because he's red, he goes. He moves stinky all the time, feeling it, bro. But that skunk will be gigantic. I be thinking it go. This dude's going on a whole thing with the Punisher, bro. I don't even know the story if I still can't be. That's a crossover, right? Only if I can't see. Did the Punisher and Carnage ever hang out, bro? I don't even know if that's true, but now I'm feeling low. They call me Booker Man, because I am Booker's man. Everywhere in my nose, still in my plan, I made a stand. Now I gotta see that it go. I got my daughter taking me because she's 2 years old. She got the Booker in her hand, like, Daddy, I'm gonna get you. Sometimes I know that I can never sit you. Because there's all, what the heck is going on? I don't know if I can read that. That hurts my heart, y'all. What does that mean? I don't want to think about it, B. And I knew that it was somebody's death. I'm pretending to see. I did not see that. I'm not going to do that. Are you ruining my show, man? I got to hurt that. What did the fox say I get on? Oh, I got a rock wave. Only if I feel song. Pineapples on pizza. Pineapples on a bed. Pineapples all the time. Pineapples on bed. And we got pineapple fajitas. I get it, go. I like pineapples in my curry, bro. I let them know. Only if I get them, because I never see them. I'm waiting for my brothers and I watch TV. I like tacos. Yes, it's called El Pastor. You know what I am to do because I got a mask store. His name, I break down and I go. But sometimes I get it when I break down the floor. Got me like the river, but feeling that I'm never. But I'm not saying that I'm brother. When you get me, now I'm never. Yeah, I hope you had a fun time with the show. We were having a good time. I'm thinking that I know. Oh, now I gotta say that I'm all. Only if I couldn't break it down with the ball. And Trey, so cool, we got raccoons in the place. We're doing just the real parties in the place. Oh, no. Please don't explode, please, bro. And only if I didn't know what I did not know. And don't steal, please, from my car. I don't want to stand there looking like a star or just with a mask on. I'm like, yo, you're going to get breaks down. I want the 350 pounds. Meanwhile, I don't want to get it if I run it back. I see these kids trying to steal cars, and I'm about to go back. Yep, now I guess I'm done. That's the freestyle. Run it back, and I feel that I'm red star. But now I get it, because now I got to be, because I am a winner myself. Yes, oh, we totally forgot Spirit Gun. He is 100% right. We should have definitely
done this. Can you hear me, Sol?
Yes.
Okay, phenomenal.
Spirit Gun!
Yes! That was well done. That was well done, Trey.
Thank you. Well, I only heard it from the man this weekend. It was so good.
Did it make you so happy?
I literally, dude, I wish I could have recorded half the stuff I was talking to him about. I was like, I went up to him. I said, it was after the war, afterwards, after he signed my stuff. I said, Yusuke, you're Meshi. And he goes, Spirit Gun! I was like, oh! It was crazy.
You know, it was so good. You know how many times
they say that? A million.
I can't wait until I give you a thing that you have to say every single time you meet somebody. That's going to be my joy in life, is when we finally blow up and you're going to have to say, Jason, press the button or something.
This is my joy in life.
Yeah, nice. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. I know I'm always trying to find bookings for the booth. And so we have a bunch of those signature festivals here in San Antonio. But man, those are not cheap tickets to get. But you know, you got to make money. So it makes sense for the people to charge for that stuff, you know? So that's how they make a living. Well, other than the work they're doing,
I would do it. I mean, traveling around the world, meeting people.
That's the plan, Trey. But making
awesome pictures with my fans.
Yep. Well, it's amazing. Trey.
It's so crazy. Anyway,
we're not going to do the close today. Are we?
No.
No, there's no reason to. It's just me and you. But hey, make sure, guys, that you like and subscribe to the show. Go to our YouTube. I would like our YouTube to be the most places that people watch the stream. But right now we have somebody watching on Twitch and somebody watching on YouTube. So that's exciting. You know, we are getting more views as we are liking the shorts. So please go over to YouTube and like those shorts. Like my shorts that I'm wearing now, they're great. And in general, help us out, do more stuff. The dream is that when Trey's in town in October, that somehow we will have a big enough fan base for us to do a live show. So I do have some friends that we might be able to get some pretty cool guests.
Nope.
So you already know who I would get, so it's not that hard.
So, Clay.
Probably Saul Paul.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or Q Brothers if we got lucky.
That'd be sick.
Maybe get you too. I don't know.
Could we set up something there?
No. We can't. No. We'd have to find her in Austin or during ACL.
ACL?
Yeah, we could set up our booth and do the show live at ACL in like the kids booth. For sure we could do that. I don't know what we have for guests or anything, but yeah, I mean, I can literally bring it. It's just a lot of work. Like I did that.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I did it South by Southwest. Remember, and I mean, yeah, no, we could definitely do it. And the cool part is we could actually do it. We could ask people. And then if they want to, because most people come back the next day. So. But yes, I don't know what other people are saying. Too bad.
He said Saul Paul and the Q Brothers. Yeah, he was asking who, Jason?
Yeah. No, I have a few friends that I could ask about.
Who, though? He's asking one person.
Well, Saul Paul I could ask, or the Q Brothers, or, I mean, maybe for once in ACL they'll get it right, and they'll book Arrested Development, and then we can have a speech on the show again. So that'd be fun. Or have the whole band. That'd be so fun to interview the
That
whole
would be
band.
Sick.
JJ and all those wonderful people. So, but yeah, thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with us for this impromptu show. Sorry that Philip wasn't here, but you know, it's life. So, yeah. Anything I'm forgetting, Trey?
Just Jaime. He said, wait, I missed it. Sorry, I got a call.
I'm not going to. Maybe we'll get Jaime to come down for ACL, and we'll get Jaime.
Honestly, man, if we could somehow get him to perform something, that he could just cook. He could cook for the artists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, honestly, if he found his way, you know what? We do need somebody just to do the administration part so Clay doesn't have to do all the email stuff. It would really speed up our process if we actually had a person. So,
well, if you guys want to be on the show, feel free to hit us up at flowsforyou.com. You can also message us through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Please like and subscribe and share on all of our social media platforms. We would love to hear from you guys. We talk about a little bit of everything, and we keep it goofy over here on Flows for You. But that's pretty much it.
Yep. Y'all are amazing. And see you later.
Flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now.
This is what we do.
Yes. Thank you.
That's Why did it. You just love do you guys? Without?
I don't know. It was really weird. Here, hold on. Let's try it one more time. I'm going to do it. All right. I don't like that. I don't like that either. Anyway, Flows for you. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
We love you guys. Take care. Have a good night. Stay safe.
Bye.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't do it. Oh, am I doing it?
No.
Oh.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, Flows for You. Flows for You. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say Flows for You. Flows for You. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say Flows for You. Flows for You. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say